Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi says there appears there was serious negligence on the part of the Parktown Boys High School and the Nyati Lodge. He's actually briefing the media right now, releasing a report into the death of Enoch Mpianzi. The principal of the school has been suspended. The trip was apparently not even authorized. It wasn't approved. Let's go live to that briefing in Johannesburg.
Current camps or arrangements that have been made by the schools, that we need to revisit all of them immediately to be sure that all the relevant approvals have been made. I also want to conclude that the same school, Parktown Boys, arranged for a trip to Bloemfontein in the month of January. In the interest of safety, or also in the interest of honoring Enoch, we jointly took a decision to cancel this trip to Bloemfontein. We'll explain this when we meet with parents later this evening. I want to leave it there, Steve.
So that is the MEC of Education in Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi, briefing the media around the preliminary investigations and that report into the passing on and the death of Enoch Mpianzi. Critical things coming out of that briefing. The principal of Parktown Boys High has been suspended. We are learning from the MEC that the trip was not even authorized. They had actually applied for the trip to be approved, but by the time they had gone, it wasn't authorized. And the MEC has also taken a decision to cancel a trip that was coming up, that was a trip to Bloemfontein. And now that has been cancelled. EWN reporter Khomotso Modise, who is attending that press briefing. Khomotso, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. What are some of the key things that have come out of this briefing by the MEC?
Well, Clement, the big detail, of course, the one that we've been anticipating after the calls this week, is the suspension of the principal, the headmaster at Parktown Boys High. Now, we've heard calls from a number of civil rights organizations and groups just with regards to the way that, this camp was handled, saying that he is the ultimate, master in charge, and he has a responsibility to ensure that the boys ultimately are all safe. And so that announcement came today. We also heard that officials from the education department at a district level that were handling processing this application by the school to have the camp have also been suspended. We heard from the MEC that the camp will, according to the gazetted policy, it's up to the schools to notify the district 3 months before, at least 3 months before, of their camp. And it should then be approved by the district before the camp actually happens. Now, it came out on this briefing today that that camp, that resort in the Northwest, had not been approved by the district. And that's actually a big clearance, because that means the school took the boys to the camp without the okay or the thumbs up from the district. Mm-hmm. And we also heard today that the 3 months that they were supposed to abide by, or ensuring that they informed the district within 3 months, they had not met that requirement. They only informed the district at the middle of November, and the camp took place at the beginning of January.